Good morning.
Morning, Sensei.
You know, people come to Zen for a variety of reasons. We don't all come here for the same reason. And one of the reasons I think a lot of people come are searching for peace of mind, and some to have less anxiety, some to deal with fear, to reduce stress, to help with relationship issues. And, of course, the big enchilada, which is to get enlightened. But there's a variety of reasons that people practice. And these reasons are all compelling. But from a Zen point of view, these reasons are ultimately counterproductive. In Zen, we say the reason that we sit is to just sit. And anything else is extra. And it interferes with sitting. So we don't sit to experience a particular outcome. We don't sit to attain something or achieve something. We sit just to sit. So if we create a goal, like stress reduction, to deal with fear, to have less anxiety, to attain enlightenment, what is it that happens in our practice? We end up evaluating our progress. How many times have you heard somebody say, "Ah, that was a good sit," or that it was a bad sit? "I'm not getting any better at this. Everybody else seems so much better than I am. I felt so peaceful yesterday, but today my mind won't stay still." And so this persistent evaluating interferes with just sitting. It also subtly perpetuates a dualistic relationship with sitting. Right? It's not just sitting. Sitting becomes something that I do. Something that I do to attain something. So if this I is present, I sit, that is different than from just sitting. In just sitting, eventually, there is no I. Just sitting. So as Dogen taught, to study the way is to study the self. And to study the self is to forget the self. Let the I drop away. Forget that I. That is sitting. And when we sit, we just sit with our whole body and mind, but holding no idea of sitting with whole body and mind, no idea of attainment. We let go of our attachment to a causal relationship between sitting and enlightenment or some other outcome. You know, we know that enlightenment happens, but from the perspective of no causal relationship, enlightenment is actually an accident. And we sit to make ourselves accident prone. Now, this advice is not true for just sitting. We are taught to just eat. And when we are resting, taught to just rest. And when we are walking, to just walk. And so forth. And that just means fully open to the present moment without anything extra. And because we're so used to doing something to attain a result, this kind of advice, you know, just sit. Don't have any gaining idea, no I present. That can sound a little crazy or a little confusing. To do something just to do it, right? The mind immediately jumps. No, I want peace of mind. I want less stress. I want the experience that the sages have experienced. And because we tend to be outcome-oriented, this type of teaching can produce doubt. Doubt in ourselves, doubt in the practice. The fact that this occurs, paradoxically, is wonderful. And it's suggested in our practice, when this doubt arises, embrace it. That this doubt is actually the entry point. It's when everything that we know or that we think we know seems useless. Right? There is this point sort of in practice where many of us, this, you know, it's like we're going to give up. You know, we can't do this. I'm not getting anywhere. So all these ideas that the mind produces start to seem useless. And Zen Master Hakuin, who's one of the most influential figures in Rinzai Zen, said, "At the bottom of this great doubt lies great awakening. And if you doubt fully, you will awaken fully." So when we realize that we don't know, it's necessary to have faith in ourselves. Faith in the fact that each one of us can be a Buddha. Each one of us can reveal our intrinsic enlightenment. Faith in, therefore, our true self. And as I've talked about many times in the past, this requires a surrender to not knowing. And when we have that surrender, then we are standing outside the gate of heaven. So faith and doubt are two of the three essentials for this practice. And the third is determination. And this effort is born out of confidence in our own true nature. We throw ourselves into sitting wholeheartedly, but we don't tie ourselves into knots and make ourselves crazy by creating some gaining idea. Right? We always understand, I am determined to do, I am determined to get. So this is a paradox, right? We are determined, but we are not determined to attain anything. And by doing that, we give our minds permission to be quiet. The mind doesn't have to worry about gaining anything. It doesn't have to worry about any comparison, anything extra. It's an opportunity for the mind to just be still. So it's a wholehearted and determined effort. And that's what we call just sitting. Thank you.